Stay tuned for The Great Eastern with Paul Moth. You are listening to the Broadcasting Corporation of Newfoundland, 520 on the long wave. This week on The Great Eastern.
How do you spell rhinopharyngeal?
Ooh, that's a toughie.
A fairy tale ride, if there ever was one, Mother.
Saba, Canada, how's she going? Couldn't die in Iceland. And Newfoundland, what can I say? My name is Paul Moth. On today's show, the wild colonial eye, rabbits for Revlon or Captain Kirk at the body shop, and the envelope, please. The new commissioner of broadcasting is all this for you with me on the Great Eastern, Newfoundland's cultural magazine.
Step, falling before step, I traipse down the stairs to the vault, preserve of the great preserver, BCN's resident tape archivist and boss man, director of radio, capo di tutti capi of the long waves, Ish Lundrigan, sir.
Ah, Paul, what propitious timing. How do you spell rhinopharyngeal?
Good grief, Ish. What are you working on?
Ben Travato's requested medical leave. Got quite a smack in the con from Lloyd Duncan. Rhinopharyngeal.
How would I know?
Come now, Paul.
Why don't you just look it up?
Because I'm the capo.
Okay. I understand. Rhinopharyngeal.
I thought you might know.
Must you torment me?
Paul, it's quite an achievement. Something to be proud of. The winner of the 1961 spelling bee.
You don't have tape.
Indeed I do. So here's Carl Pilgrim calling the all Newfoundlands at Botwood.
It's come down to these two fine young boys from St. John's. Paul Moth from St. Matthew's and Irving Winterbridge, who is attending school in England. Now, they've correctly spelled seven words each. Here's Quizmaster Mrs. Reverend Oswald Patton with the next words.
Are you ready, Master Moth?
Yes, ma'am.
Master Moth, escutcheon. Escutcheon.
Ooh, that's a toughie. My notes tell me that an escutcheon is a shield or emblem on a coat of arms. Imagine.
Escutcheon. E-S-C-U-T-C-H-E-O-N.
That is correct. Are you ready, Master Winterbridge?
I'm ready.
Full of confidence, this boy.
Master Winterbridge, obbligato. Obbligato.
Obbligato. O-B-L-I-G-A-T-O.
I'm sorry, there are two B's in obbligato. The winner of the round and Newfoundland champion is Paul Moth of St. Matthew's.
There it is! Paul Moth, the winner! He'll soon be off to Birmingham, England to compete in the World Championships. He's being congratulated now by the Lieutenant Governor. And here comes Mrs. Reverend Oswald.
Only the beginning
of a hellish ordeal. Dad was overcome with pride and in that weird kind of father-son transference thing. He saw me making achievements in spelling that had eluded him.
Your father was a speller?
He dabbled. He could never hold up under the pressure of competition. Kind of a weekend pickup speller. Kitchen spelling, you know.
But he saw a professional in the fruit of his loins.
And after my victory at Botwood, I spent a summer locked up in the house with every dictionary Dad could acquire.
Preparing you for the world.
Yeah. Well, he thought that spelling at the highest level was a rote thing.
It isn't?
Please, Ish, see the word, spell the word.
Well, here's some more tape, courtesy of some old chums at the BBC, the fall of 1961, the kiln in Birmingham, England.
Neville Sutherland here with Roger Stoat at the Big Bowl of the Midlands, the old bag, the legendary kiln in Birmingham. For this, the conclusion, the championship round of the World Spelling Bee. And what a week it has been, Roger.
Why, sure has been a week, Nev. Some of the finest spelling we've seen in years.
We're nearing the 26th word in this marathon final round.
Well, you know, only spellers of incredible caliber ever take the match this far.
Indeed.
And I'm thinking of the classic matchup between Stumpy Thompson and Alistair McTavish, a cunning Scot in 42.
Do we have a new Stumpy in our midst, I wonder?
Oh, this is
no surprise, Roger, to see three-time world champion Giles Eelsworth in the final.
Oh, yes. He's the star apprentice of the Marylebone Spelling Club and certainly living up to expectations so far.
But who could have predicted he'd be challenged by Paul Moth, the Newfoundlander, the unassuming Dominion lad, the wild colonial.
Oh, yeah, Moth. He's done the heavily favoured Australian Wally King.
Going on to crush the Indian Ranjit Parabrahme, of course, in the quarters.
And humiliating the sentimental favourite Steve Morrissey out of Manchester.
A fairy tale ride, if there ever was one, Roger. But I wonder, does young Moth really have the stuff to play a convincing David to Eelsworth's Goliath?
Well, bookmakers are giving 6-1 odds in favour of the Marylebone Wonder.
And now, Roger, the next word being put to Eelsworth.
Coriaceous. Oh, it's coriaceous.
This is the one that tripped up Dapper Donnelly, the Wily Mick in Dublin back in 47.
D-O-R-I-E.
And Eelsworth has stumbled. Surely not, Roger. But yes, he has. He's misspelt the word.
Could this be the end for the English champion, Niff?
And now Moth, the young island boy, the challenger, the upstart, the underdog, the parvenu. Oh, dear. Oh, the word is synelegmatic.
Oh, this is a cruel stroke.
He's thinking. A few taunts from the crowd. But young Moth keeps his poise.
Oh, I even detect a slight grin there, Nev.
What glorious cheek he displayed.
Oh, I think that this boy, like all great spellers, that this boy sees the words.
S-Y-N-A-L-L-A-G-M-A-T-I-C.
And he spelt the word! A crowd are on their feet!
Incredible.
What a stunning upset!
Incredible.
Eelsworth can't believe it! And who can blame him, Roger?
I've never seen spelling like this.
Absolutely incredible! The English crowd cheering as if he were one of their own. The 11-year-old boy genius, unflappable in a field of 13-year-olds. The crowd is singing now. What a tremendous day for the alphabet, Roger! You'll never walk alone, Paul Moth.
It's not the last that we'll hear of this young boy.
Yet it was.
Well, what can I say? A one-hit wonder. Nameth and the Jets, the Miracle Mets. I never had it again.
Didn't even advance at the St. John's East the following year.
No, tragic.
But, Paul, misspelling pillow?
P-I-L-O-W. Or P-I-L-O-U-G-H. I just didn't see the word, ish.
Well, some say you threw the match.
Yeah. That Dad made a fortune betting on my opponent. I've heard it all before. Let me assure you, Dad was devastated.
Ah, but for one fleeting moment, pride of the island.
Spelling almost robbed me of my youth. Je ne regrette rien.
C'est fini, then.
Thanks, I guess, ish. And we'll see you again?
In the V-A-U-L-T.
Uptown, downtown, old town. What's happening in town? Check it out with Brendan Henneberry and Donnie Tucker on Townbeat, weekdays on the BCN. Next week on Townbeat, more confusion over garbage collection, parking opportunities, and a visit to provincial court.
Look, Your Honor, there's no way Danny could have been there because he was up with me playing cards.
Cards, Mr. Henneberry?
Yeah, you know, 120s.
I see. And this was what day?
Tuesday.
Thursday! Oh. You're supposed to say Thursday, you fool!
Geez, sorry, Donnie.
Townbeat with Brendan Henneberry and Donnie Tucker. Weekdays at 12:20 on BCN, All Newfoundland Radio.
The Commissioner is dead. Long live the Commissioner. Yesterday afternoon, Minister of Mines and Tourism, Ormond Boudreau, named a successor to the late Sir Freeman Crotty. We're pleased to welcome to the studio the new Commissioner of Broadcasting for Newfoundland, Irving Winterbridge.
Hello, Paul.
First, congratulations on the appointment, Mr. Winterbridge.
Call me Irving, Paul.
Well, let's clear up a small point. Why is it that the Minister of Mines oversees the Office of Commissioner of Broadcasting?
It has to do with fuel rationing during the war, where the broadcasting infrastructure here was coal-fired, you see.
Makes sense. Mr. Winterbridge, Irving, you're no doubt aware that some were surprised by your appointment.
Really? Who?
Well, not that you haven't held prominent positions before. The Government Travel Task Force Chair, Cheese Marketing Board, Liquor Commission Secretariat. It's just that some feel that perhaps...
Enough of the past, Paul. Let's talk about the future, shall we?
Well, by all means.
Let's talk about a tremendous opportunity to turn Newfoundland into a broadcasting powerhouse.
That sounds exciting.
Private broadcasters need room to grow. That's true. The public side of things, well, I'll be frank.
No need to be too frank now. It's only your first day on the job.
I'd like to see everything about public broadcasting revamped.
Everything?
But without changing any of the strengths of the current system.
Isn't that a contradiction?
Yes, it is. You're contradicting me. No, but Paul, listen. This show is a perfect example of the kind of thing I'm talking about.
The Great Eastern.
Don't get me wrong. It's basically an adequate show. But, well, start with the name.
An historic ship, a symbol of communication.
Awfully dated, though, don't you think? And much of the audience is now Western.
Not allowed to see the numbers.
How about this? How about just Great?
Great?
Yes, Great.
Geez, I don't know.
More to the point, Paul. Easier to advertise. Paul Moth's Great.
Well, I like the Paul Moth part.
Great Saturday morning, Newfoundland.
We'll certainly give it some thought.
You certainly will. And while you're at it, think about doing the show live.
The show is done live.
No, I mean taking it on the road. Hiring a few comics, a couple of dog acts, some sort of charity angle. Really get in touch with your audience, Paul. And charge at the door.
But why would we do that? This is a radio show.
That's another thing. I think Great would work well on TV.
Oh, I tried TV and failed.
Well, you better get ready for the lights again, Paul, because I'll be granting the BCN a specialty channel license.
BCN TV?
Mm-hmm.
That is exciting news.
Not a new division as such. The idea is to televise the radio shows. You know, a camera in the studio.
True, there's a lot of that on TV these days.
But with the added directness and intimacy of radio, it'll be the centerpiece of a new branding push.
Branding?
Yes. We're changing the name from BCN to BCN1.
But the BCN only has one service.
Exactly. One. It's inclusive, easy to remember, BCN1.
I guess.
I'll be sitting down with Ish Lundgren on Monday to discuss the whole project.
Well, I'm sure he'll have plenty of suggestions for you. Well, thank you so much for this illuminating discussion, Irving Winterbridge.
Anytime, Paul.
The hands-off approach of Sir Freeman Crotty, so highly regarded by those in the industry, to be replaced by that of a more proactive man of vision.
Thank you.
And to inaugurate your hands-on approach as Commissioner of Broadcasting, why not join me now in the What's That Noise from Newfoundland contest? It's the most popular game show in the Empire. First, we call on Hollis Duffett to play the bewildering sound. Confused? Good. Join the rest of the populace. So, Commissioner, get your hands dirty now. Dig down deep into that bulging sack of entries and draw one out completely at random. Dig deeper.
Here's an email, Paul. It's from Orleans, Ontario.
It's from Vivek Krishnamurti, and Vivek writes, Dear blank, I guess he means Dear Paul, I believe that the sound from Newfoundland featured this week is that of the rigging on the Matthew when it visited St. John's in June of 1997. Thank you, signed Vivek Krishnamurti. Hollis, how's that for a guess? Yes, we have a winner, Vivek Krishnamurti of Orleans, Ontario. You have correctly identified the sound, a very Newfoundland sound. It is indeed the tackle and pulleys and ropes and sails and stuff aboard the Matthew here in the harbor of destiny, St. John's. And a beautiful Great Eastern tea is on its way to you.
You give away T-shirts on the show?
Yeah, they're prizes.
Well, whose budget pays for that?
Hmm?
But does it come out of the Great Eastern envelope?
Well, generally, unless otherwise, 100% cotton shirts. That's my understanding. Huh?
Excuse me?
Well, thank you. Thank you so much, Commissioner Irving Winterbridge, for being our guest today on What's That Noise from Newfoundland. And congratulations on pulling a winner.
You're welcome, Paul.
Dedicated listeners to the What's That Noise contest know that when we have a winner, we wind up yet another mystery din. I'll give you our mailing address in a moment, so get a pencil and some paper if you plan on entering. But first, Hollis Duffett, get us started with a brand new noise.
Hey, Rambo, look, 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 look. If you know that sound, write us at What's That Noise from Newfoundland, care of the BCN, 342 Duckworth Street, St. John's, Newfoundland, A1C1H5. Or email us. Our electronic address is greateastern@stjohns.cbc.ca. Now, here are a couple of glorious old tunes by a band that plays with disarming ease. From the Emerald Isle, it's the Bothy Band, Pretty Peg and Craig's Pipes.
When Pretty Peg went down the street some fresh fish for to buy, but the wedding class followed after her, and they kissed her by and by. With my teddy right for the diddle-dight, oh, with my teddy right for the diddle-dan. Oh, how can I get your chamber lover? How can I get your bed? When your daddy goes to bed that night with a T900 bed. With my teddy right for the diddle-dight, oh, my teddy right for the diddle-dan. Oh, go and get the ladder, love, with 30 steps and three, and put it to the chimney top and come down in a green to me. With my teddy right for the diddle-dight, oh, my teddy right for the diddle-dan.
I'm Juicy Marr, sitting in for Rita Malloy. Here are some BCN programming highlights for the coming week. On Tuesday at 4 p.m., join Chubb and Stub Larrissey for Variety Meets. This week, plain chicken with best before dates. Wacky sausage stylings that have tongues wagging in Clarenville. Whole pig pickling at Gooby's. And a new product name has meant big business for the makers of cow spread. The best of grub with Chub and Stub on Variety Meats. Thursday evening at 9, it's a jazzalicious wank on Hangin' with Kyle West. Kyle takes it out with hair historian Roxanne Hunter, looking at dues of the jazz world. Yes, bad hair and jazz go back all the way to New Orleans and Neck Roll Morris. Then on through the bowl jobs of bebop, up to the bow peep curls and strange parts of early fusion. Back to the head, this week on Hangin' with Kyle West. On Friday night at 11, Max Manhattan Noftel brings you the Light Fantastico, live from the Tiki Meow Lounge of the Hotel Palmer Hotel. Former member of the Newfoundland Bar, Bunker Witten, is back to help Max with a second identity. Hint, it's Panamanian. Time also for the annual rating of local escort services. There's a new number one, and members of the jacuzzi group from last week are urged to pass the penicillin. Max brings us the bad news on the Light Fantastico. A full week of informative and entertaining programming on BCN, All Newfoundland Radio.
We've seen the like of it before. A group of naive celebrities, Canadians this time, has been taken in by some animal rights hucksters and come out against the seal hunt. Who can say why these leather-clad, foie gras-munching, eight-cylinder arseholes prove such easy marks? Is it, in the end, because actors are often so very stupid? But this latest case of Save the Meat has a twist. In an effort to find work for those displaced from the sealing industry, the International Fund for Animal Welfare, the IFAW, has opened Humanity Testing, a consumer product evaluation facility here in the Osborne Industrial Park. And with me now, the project manager, Professor Fraser Munshie.
Hello, Paul.
Explain what's going on here, would you, Professor?
Very simply, we're performing experiments on humans that would formerly have been conducted using animal subjects.
But not just any humans.
No, to inaugurate the laboratory, the group of celebrities that launched the protest have volunteered.
Well, good for them. That's getting behind your cause.
Do you want to see?
Why, sure. So what's this now?
Well, there, on the other side of the glass, we're testing a new shampoo, determining whether the product can irritate the eyes.
Well, if I'm not mistaken, that's Captain Kirk strapped to the chair.
Yes, William Shatner is our test subject. They are now applying the solution to his eyes. Now, in the past, they would do this to bunny rabbits.
Well, that's very cruel.
As you can see, there is some irritation.
Well, a question of methodology here, Professor Munshie. William Shatner is, well, he's not a thespian known for his light touch.
You think he may be overacting?
Well, I'd point to episode 7, The Enemy Within, the good and evil Jim Kirk.
Ah, yes, and in the end, the two Jims have it out.
Yeah, right. Da 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 da. I really think CBC TV should run those shows again. They're fantastic. Let's move on then, shall we?
What do simple
folk
do?
Oh, I'd recognize her any day. That's
Cynthia Dale, or as we know and love her, Olivia the Ambitious Slut from Street Legal.
No. No,
it is Cynthia Dale. She's participating in trials of a new pharmaceutical.
Oh, scary. Still, Professor Munshie, the hypocrisy of it all irks me. And this woman getting on her high horse about the seal hunt, and she's a meat eater.
I don't think so.
I've heard differently.
Oh, they're about to boil Jeff Pevere in a bag. Would you like to watch?
Well, unfortunately, I've got the cab waiting. Thanks for the tour, Fraser Munshie, project manager for Humanity Testing. And please, pass on my best wishes to these celebrity test subjects.
Sure.
Coast to coast in Newfoundland, you're listening to BCN, the Broadcasting Corporation of Newfoundland.
I'm continually amazed by the response people have to our show. This summer, what with all the hoopla surrounding John Cabot, the discovery of vast mineral reserves in the unspoiled parts of the province, and the incipient, insane lure of overnight riches, people jammed the streets of our fair city. You wouldn't believe what manner of stunned crusader stumbled in through the doors of our establishment, suffering from brain heat or swollen dogs, looking for some respite from their endeavors. And some were dumbfounded that we exist, that the BCN is a hive of broadcast activity. Not for the first time did we wonder about the naivety of the unsunblocked tourist out of his or her natural element. But through the foyer and up the stairs they trooped, gangs of them in the elevators, huddled hordes of them in the jury-rigged bleachers on our sound stages, starry-eyed at the sight of Rita Malloy going about her day's work, rubbing up against the physically gifted Erling Biggs, bowled over by the official calm and stately air that surrounds Ish Lundrigan, gaga at the precision and professional carriage of Irene Sinyard, our general secretary. And the questions they had about the fish in the pond, the birds on the roof, the lack of security, the cafeteria, the washrooms, the flags, the colors, the noise, the friendly folk quick with a laugh, the deeply unsettling perfume of this once abattoir. We missed a great opportunity by not putting a query box in the lobby or something like that, because I can't remember all the questions. And that's why we instituted our annual listeners' letters section, to allow you to write us a considered note or postcard or email message asking us a question about what it is we do here, how we do it, anything associated with our international broadcast. The response has been heartening. Now, naturally, we won't be able to read all the inquiries on the air, nor will we be answering them personally, but we will pick the representative ones and the interesting ones and do something about it. The Great Eastern Annual Listener's Letters Show. Mark that important date on your calendar. November 8th, is it, Hollis?
That's right, Paul. November 8th.
Listening to Newfoundland's cultural magazine, beamed directly to your receiver by the power of our coal-fired transmitter. Hollis Duffett is today's engineer, and Ish Lundrigan is the director of radio at the BCN. Send your listeners' letters and entries to the contest to 342 Duckworth Street, St. John's, Newfoundland, A1C1H5. Our electronic address is greateastern@stjohns.cbc.ca. For our homepage, tune your web browser to www.greateastern.cbc.ca. The Great Eastern is rebroadcast on Radio 2 of the CBC service on Saturday evenings, and in Latin America, the Caribbean, and the United States via the shortwave service of Radio Canada International. My name is Paul Moth. Join me again next Saturday for The Great Eastern.
Hello, I am your weather watchdog, Erling Biggs, with Traffic Alert. Traffic Alert brought to you by Furlong's Confections. There is no traffic alert at this time. By all accounts, traffic everywhere is flowing just fine. It's sunny and 14 degrees, and my source at the Gander Weather Office...